Odd is kind of going to a certain limit as far as, and just far as the west, I mean, the west is, there's always more west no matter how far you go, you know.
Really abandoned their land, in other words.
You could send you after all called and die.
Yes, after our, well, yes, I suppose, let's see, Mulf is, yes, you could, because the question is whether it's noun and construct here, or whether it's, the verb form. No, Mulf is just a noun form, isn't it? It's just a mate.
Yeah, it's
mate.
Mate. Yeah.
Okay, mate with Yalura. Okay, so Mulf would be the death of, yeah. Yeah, it would have to be the verb form. There isn't that there's some confusion because there are some verbs that look like this too. Yeah, after the death of our father, we abandon our city and cross the land into the sea, or as far as the sea. Okay, number two, Jim.
Wahi bayom haba washalakti et amarti eleka kaasher Amarta Li Ethmo.
Right. It's Wahaya at the beginning of the Wahi.
Oh, Wahaya.
You gotta watch that.
Oh, okay. So whenever in the morning I had some trouble with this.
Okay, Bayom would be in the day.
Whenever in the day.
And haba is this is probably where you have trouble. And haba is participle modifying. Yeah, so be in the coming day.
Okay.
In the coming day, or in the day that will come, or in the day that comes, you know, coming day.
Okay. I will send my mother.
It's feminine,
right?
Maidservant. Yeah, it's similar. Oh, you see, you got that on there. I don't know. There may be some connection in the words, the etymology to it. I don't know, but, maidservant.
And I would send these my maidservants or something like that. Eleka.
Well, let's see. No, Eleka. It's to you.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Tricky because you're right. It's got that plural form of suffix. But remember L had those plural type suffixes.
Right, right.
And that's the first place you were introduced to them, I think.
Okay.
But I sent to you, masculine singular.
Okay. I will send to unto you my maidservant.
Right.
According as you said to me yesterday.
Yes, according as you said to me yesterday.
Right.
Okay, so you're starting out with a converted perfect form, and so you're getting the translation, I suppose, in a real literal sense, and it will come to pass in the coming day, and I will send something like that, I don't know, but the rough translation would be, and in the coming day I will send my maidservant to you according as you said to me yesterday. And notice that according as you said to me yesterday, that ka'asher is introducing a different clause, and now you're not in the sequence anymore. I mean, this is, again, a different model. The Kaasher is going back to a real-life perfect form, not converted. So, again, we have to watch for those. According as you said to me yesterday. Okay, any other questions?
I'm not the maidservant.
Oh, yes, right.
Mm-hmm. What would our rules to wind up with that?
Oh, good question. What did it start out? Was that Emmet or was that the construct?
Okay.
And then the construct. So with two commas?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, you have to kind of go to the fact that, yeah, this one's kind of nasty. I'm not sure what section of the category they gave it, you know, gave for this.
It must be a
pronominal suffix with that. Yeah, right. Well, see, the comma say is going to turn to tau before the suffix is, just like it does in the construct. I'm just trying to get the PowerPoint.
Corporate tonic reduction.
Yeah, you get a corporate tonic reduction. I guess that's all you really need.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some burden of booking service. You're going to change the time of pay. Usually you get a pop top, though, when that happens.
I don't think you get a pass off normal. I think you don't get a pass off. These persons only in the second floor where you get the pass off.
Oh, I'm. Yeah, in construct with you, but not. Yeah, right, with the stuff you got. You're changing the stuff. Somebody make me look it up at the back here and find out. Oh, no, that's not it. That's cute. Be a matter of changing the hay to tau and then getting a pretonic reduction, full pretonic reduction with the suffix on. So, really, not too much there. Okay. A lot of details to remember. Any other questions on number two? Number three, Tony. Where are you next?
Wayahi, Baboka, Wayashka, Ed, Ha'elon, Asher, Halam, Balalela.
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 I like that. He's got another L in there. Well, you're going to have fun with his Balalela, real quick. Okay.
And it will be in the morning. He will forget the dream which he dreamed in the night.
Okay. Remember that you've got a converted sequence. You're starting off with Y-He, so you're dealing with perfect meaning. So you should have it, and in the morning, he forgot the dream which he dreamed in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, it's a well consecutive form, Y-Ish-Kak. And because you're in a sequence now, your imperfect forms are getting perfect meaning. So it's just a matter of what it looks like is not what it is. You know, in other words, it's the opposite. Why he, Baboker, and it was in the morning, and literally, and it was in the morning, and he forgot the dream which he dreamed in the night, and in the morning he forgot the dream which he dreamed in the night. And then, of course, when you go to that Asher, the dream which he dreamed, now that you go to a share, that next clause is not part of the sequence. It's just modifying the dream. So that goes back to a normal perfect. Okay. Questions, anyone? Number four, Dan.
Nahaya, Pitishmu, Yalpol, Levi, Yusahati, Etrenti, Ami, Abdem. And whenever you will listen to the words of my prophet, I will remember you because you are my people.
Okay, good. And whenever you will listen or hearken to the voice of my prophet, or I think even obey the voice of my prophet, if possible, or just obey it if he gives the rough. I like hearken to the voice of better. Whenever you will listen to the voice of my prophet, I will remember you because you are my people. Okay. So again, we're starting off with this temporal modifier, Y-He, Wuhaya. And then the key is indicating what that temporal modifier is. So and whenever you hearken to the voice of my prophet. And then we use a converted perfect form again with Zakarti, and that's getting imperfect meaning now because we're part of this sequence. And I will remember you and him because now we have another key clause, a different kind of key clause. I would have to because. You are my people.
What's the op-him?
O-S-him or?
The last
O-S-him. Okay. Literally, is the word order is, because my people, you are. Mm-hmm. So in other words, my people, you are. So it's just you probably normal word order would probably be Atem Ami, but this is putting the emphasis on Ami, my people, you are. It's got a little bit different.
That's the subject form of second person.
Right, subject form, yeah, it's that independent pronominal form of second person. Okay, any other questions?
On this last T, does it could be translated as that?
Well, in English, it probably wouldn't be smooth that way. I will remember you that you are my people. I guess that's not too bad. I will remember you that you are my people. A little bit. That's got a more resultant sense rather than a cause sense. We'll get into this problem a little bit later on. In Hebrew, there's not a way to really distinguish between those two things. In English, we distinguish between the result and a cause and effect relationship. And in Hebrew, in some kinds of clauses, you can make a distinction, but other kinds, there's not much distinction. I would accept either way on this one. Or remember you that you are my people, or remember you because you are my people. I think it's going to be context mainly that's going to have to decide it. And admittedly, that's not often real easy. The key is kind of a more general word than either our word that or because, you know, and it's dependent on clause relationships so much that you really have to throw back on the context and try to derive some support from that. Okay, so I would accept either one though. We're going to try to refine some of these clause relationships later on, but they do get a little bit difficult, and you do have to rely on your context. All right, number five, who's up next? Phil?
Wohi Asher Ra'a Beth Ba'ar Hamayim Wayesh Nach. And it was as he saw the well of water he drank.
Okay. Simchah means to rejoice, though, I think. Yes. Simchah. Yeah, he saw the water, he rejoiced. But it's easy to make, because he usually drinks in Shatah is the drink. You know, they start all looking alike after a while, I admit it. So, and it was when he saw the well of water, he rejoiced. Or when he saw the well of water, he rejoiced. Okay, let's see. Price number six.
Wahi Kashir Shema Yes Kola Var Yishbak, Yep, Mal Makol Eleha.
Okay.
And when he heard the voice, he sent his messengers to her.
Yeah, he heard her voice. Her voice, right. When he heard her voice, he sent his messenger to her, or his angel to her.
Oh, it's not plural.
Huh? No, he sends his messenger to her. Yeah, there's the trick again. The L needs to go plural, that's not the key. That's why we're throwing you off. See, this is the kind of suffix that would normally go on a plural noun, but it would still be a singular suffix. Suffix would be still for her. But it'd be, they have to be her horses or something like that. To say that. To say that. So, that's what you have to keep your eyes out for. Now we'll just use it as a rule. That's up to you. Okay, number seven. Eric.
Bahayam Bayom Ahu Gudarita Ef Leha Bo En Yadat Hiru Oyevenu Otaha Gula Kahu
Okay.
And every morning you will find your flock here, that's your enemies. Oh, that morning you will tend your flock here,
mm-hmm.
lest our enemies take you as prisoner and take the flock captive.
Okay, good. That's pretty good. And in that day you will shepherd your flock or tend your flock here. Okay. Okay, in that day, what you said, morning, okay, yeah, that's, if what happens, your eye picks up the first letter and you've seen a certain pattern for a long time, you assume the rest and go with it, easy to do. So in that day, and in that day you will tend your flock here, or shepherd your flock here, lest our enemies find you or take you captive and take the flock captive.
Right.
Okay. Or take the flock, steal the flock, or seize the flock, take it.
Okay.
Now the so that is coming from ten.
Right.
And, so that not, or so that they do not, or lest. Could have it either way. So it means lest or so that not. So you have to say something like, "You so that be, and in that day you will tend your flock here, so that our enemies do not bind you, or and will not take the flock." You can do it that way. With the not on both these verbs that follow. Notice at ten, you're following with imperfect there, because of the nature of ten. And you have converted perfects though for the. You start with a new. You can start a new series is what's happened. With ten here, you use the following wayasru is what wayasru is imperfect, but then you go to willakahu. There you go to a perfect form again, because now you started a new sequence with the ten series. So they'll do it a couple of times. They just love sequences. Okay. And just hearing Elias talk, it sounds like they don't even stop to think about it. It's just the way even they talk. And they're probably not even consciously aware of, I've got to make this an imperfect form, because this is a sequence. Just the way And that's why English is so easy for us to speak English, and that our natural language. We learn as a little kid, and we learn the patterns. We don't never worry about the grammar. We don't have to stop to think about why we're saying it this way, the way we always say it. Okay? And then us poor grammarians have to try to figure that all out, convert it into paradigms and structures and rules, and then include all the exceptions. I think Geshe said it right. A language is a very specialized system of habits. Unfortunately, we haven't got all the right habits yet. Okay. Any other question on that? But notice that we're starting another sequence there, because we have two verbs now in that ten clause. Okay. And, of course, the ten would break up the previous series anyway, because it comes first, and even if it happened to take perfect or something, it doesn't. Ten will always take imperfect, but regardless of what kind of series or anything else you have before, you're going to have an imperfect following ten. Because ten is the first element in the clause now. Okay, number eight. Eric, are you there? No, you just went on the bottom.
Wahaya ki ekra eneka uvarakta min amakon haze vushavata vushavata
right, vushavata
advaita.
Okay.
And it was that I will call unto you, and you shall flee from this place, and you shall rest in the house.
Okay, this is a little tricky too, because Shavta is actually from Shuv.
And you shall return.
Yeah, return. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tricky because of the Tau there, mm-hmm. and the Dagesh. So, and you shall return home. Or to the household. I guess they gave home for that. Okay, good. Now, the first thing there is that wuhaya there is a converted perfect, so you're going to translate that in the future. So it should be something like, and it shall be when I shall call to you, you will flee. Or it shall be that I shall call unto you, and you will flee. You could do it that way. But and when I call unto you, you will flee from this place and return home, return to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's from Shav to return rather than from Shabbat.
It's Ohio, which ordinarily is the past tense was, is converted.
Right, converted into the law. Right, yeah. These temporal modifiers, when you see the law there, you have to assume it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're intended to keep a series going. So you're assuming that there's been a series already started here. And, mm-hmm. the ones that are Y-E, those are easier to identify because those well, the consecutive form is so obvious. But when you have the perfect form, then you have a bit of question, but you just assume that it's part of a series that needs to be translated in a perfect way.
You've got too many seed base words.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. And notice the accent shift. That's probably the only way you can tell on this one. The Shavta. Yeah, on the Fata there too. So.
Shavata.
Yeah. Yeah, you do have a shift in the vowel pattern too.
What happens with me when you have similar words like return and rest, then the pronominal suffix which depends on kind of obscure, you know, the,
right. The difference between the difference. When you start adding all kinds of things to them, that's what's hard to see. If you only had dictionary forms, you wouldn't be able to say another problem. But when you start adding these suffixes, especially when you get ones like Shabbat ending in the Tau and the suffix beginning of the Tau and all of that, where you get the dogations result from that and so forth, ambiguities do get generated. And in many instances, if you don't have vowel points, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And then they have to go by context, and that's where you really have to do it by context. And there are some cases in which I think it's justifiable to consider the alternatives in situations like that. If you're doing exegesis, I don't like this game that people play. If they don't like the word that's there, they try to change and find a different one. However, there are some instances in which there's, I think, a justifiable question that could be raised in a case like that. Please, at least something to consider. If it's only vowel points, it makes a difference. Okay, number 9. Let's see. John.
Wahaya. Ashana Kahi Usalahu Oyabekim et Irkem Ki Arar Yawa et Kem Baabur Achat Taot Asher Chatatem. No.
Okay. Good.
And in that year your enemies surrounded your city because Yahweh cursed you for the sake of the sins which you sinned against him.
Okay, the only problem is you need those in the future, even though they're perfect, there it's part of the series. So you should say, in that year your enemies will surround you, your city, because Yahweh cursed you. Yeah, that part you have, fine, because Yahweh cursed you. But they will surround your city. Because you see you're starting off with a converted perfect and you continue with a converted perfect series and that next perfect, so it'll be an imperfect. So in that year, your enemies will surround your city because Yahweh cursed you because of the sins which you sinned against you. So the cursing did take place in the past, but in that year, it's going to happen. Okay. Everybody follow that? Okay, number 10, Doug.
Vahi Bayom Kasha. Asha Didi Vayish Bolt Elohim Menel
Kod. Okay, that's a mouthful. Yeah, that is a vocal schwa there too, so the first one, so yeah, Memnelach Tov.
And in the seventh day, God rested from his work.
Yes. And in the seventh day, or on the seventh day, whichever way you decide to ask, God rested from his work. Good. Yes, sir. Well, it's actually that Aleph is kind of, you pretend it's not there in a way. It's quiescent, and you have a pasach on the lamed. And that, we haven't really seen much of that, but it's still considered a short syllable. You can see an example of it over here. Well, no, I guess you can't really tell the transfer in. But it's the same situation over here on the paradigm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but with the Aleph is just quiescent. It's true that most of the time with quiescent Aleph, you see a comment ahead of us being around the problem. But here you do have a pop-up there, and it's still considered short. Okay, thank you.
And question number 8. The verb there is ekra, but our beginning there, wahaya,
mm-hmm.
that's third person in the verb in the first person.
Yes. No, not really, because this temporal modifier is always going to be either wahi or wahaya. It's always going to be third person. It's not going to have any, because it's just trying to establish a state of being. Mm-hmm. It came to pass. It's kind of like this is the subject, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It came to pass that, or it was that. That's the way they're thinking of it. So, and it was that I did this, or it was that you did this, or it was that he did this, it doesn't matter, they did this, or whatever. See, it's still it is. To so-and-so, you know, Karala Tayin, or whatever you say, and we translate it, King was angry, or it could be, you know, anything else there, but you still have the same third-person singular form, masculine singular form of the verb, because it's an impersonal verb, and it's talking about something happening to you. So, same kind of an idea that we see here, too. So that's one thing nice. You don't have to worry about the conjugation for the verb haya, at least for this. If you just remember haya and yahi, you got it. So why he or what haya? Yes.
I'm not following exactly how you get the verbs in tense. You have the two options, past or future.
Right.
But with, like, why he,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be past tense no matter what verb you have, or do you have to use the future verb?
Well, remember that the why he is continuing something. And the fact that it's why he would be continuing a series that started out someplace with a perfect and then went to converted imperfect. And so when you see why he, you know that's a converted imperfect, which means it's perfect in meaning. And so when you see why he, you always know you're talking about a past. And then the verb that follows that, if it's going to continue the series, will also be a converted imperfect, which means perfect meaning. If on the other hand you see wuhaya, you know that you're dealing with a series that is a converted perfect meaning having imperfect meaning, meaning that you're dealing with the future. So you may not be able to predict what it's going to be, but once you see that, you know which way it's going to be. And if you want to say future, then you'll start out with, in a temporal modifier, you'll start wuhaya. If you want to say past, you'll start out wahi. That's just the opposite of what, you know, logical. Remember, they're converted forms. Yes.
So, like,
go ahead.
In the example they give, Wahai ki tishmu, it was on the front whenever you hear
okay.
these words.
Yes.
Okay, then they've got future, and then they in the sequence they go to a perfect tense, that's uzikaten.
Uh-huh.
And that's translated in the future. That's just
yes.
That's just what sequences do aside from
sure.
this.
Yeah, see, it's just doing the same thing the sequences do, it's just
okay.
continuing the sequence. In other words, they chose that form of haya to enable you to continue the same sequence relationship, and then the one that follows will be in the same relationship. In other words, if you start out with haya, which is a perfect form actually, but getting imperfect meaning, then you'll also continue if you want to still stay in the future. And if you want to say you shall remember, then you'll use the perfect form again, the bartim, and then put the normal conjunction on it. So it's just following along the same way. Now, one problem, though, is that if you decide to put a subordinate clause or something in there, then you're going to go back to the normal, like ka'asher, for example. A third example, why-hi, ka'asher, then you go back to ra'a. You went back to a perfect form there because the ka'asher broke up that. It's a subordinate thing to that whole series. Yeah,
but the interesting thing that you didn't tell, actually, just showed by example, is that the main sequence doesn't seem to be broken up by that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just that the subordinated clauses out
mm-hmm.
of the sequence.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't really come out with that, but like, you're right. The main sequence isn't being broken up by the subordinate clause because it is subordinate. If it's another clause of equal weight and you do that, then you break up the series. But if it's a subordinate clause, meaning that the whole clause is, say, modifying either the verbal idea up here or modifying another noun, or something like that, on a share clause or something like that, that's not going to break up the series. But there will be a chapter coming up here that will give you more detail. I'm not sure how soon we're going to do. We've got infinite constructs to do here. Beth's going to talk more about breaking series, and, you know, it may be a little while. We're going to have fun with some more, all kinds of various forms of infinitive constructs. Perfect. We're going to get swarmed to death here in the next few chapters. Then we get past the particle, chapter 34, I think. Or chapter 35. Paul just joins with the... That chapter's really going to nail on this. A lot more detail. So that whole chapter's about love. So we'll be getting a lot more details on what breaks one up, what doesn't, what under what circumstances, and so forth. But it did, it hasn't really told us a whole lot. I guess it's the example expecting you to get by osmosis. All right, now on this next part B, we did number one and two, I think. We didn't do number three yet, did we? The year of our birth. We did, I think, half of the fruit, the last part we got. So, number four, who's up next? Tony? Or Jim?
No.
Jim is up.
Oh, yeah, I did that. I had done well. It doesn't matter.
Right? Oh, did you do the year of the battle?
Tony did that. I did number two. I'll do number four.
Later.
Okay, do number four then. Yeah, that's all right. Just want to make sure we have him. Okay, do number four.
Yo. Melach Tekka.
Yes. Melach Tekka.
The day of your labor.
Right, the day of your labor. Right, the day of your labor. Good. Number five, the best one.
Yamil Tekuneka.
Okay, Yamay, there you are there. Yamay, yeah. Tekuneka. Okay.
Not sure. But I have a day of old age.
Yes, well, the days plural, though, the days of your old age, the days of your old age. The old age is a plural noun. They have a plural form of the suffix that's on here. So the other vocabulary, the kunim, is old age. And so if you want to be your old age, you'll use the singular form of the suffix, but it's going to be the plural sets of suffixes, the set of suffixes that go on plural nouns, means thing. That's going to be used because the noun is actually plural, even though it's got a singular meaning.
Now, the other thing that I was wondering, too, is I was wondering about this yesterday also, where did the article come from?
Well, it comes from the definiteness. I mean, it comes from there's a definiteness that's generated from the fact that there's a suffix on it. Any noun that's got a pronominal suffix on it is going to be automatically definite if you don't read the article. Okay? So, as you said, keep reminding ourselves of that. But that's merciful in a way. I mean, not to have to put the article on it and go through all those article rules in addition to the suffix rules. Maybe that's part of it. But from a logical standpoint, it makes sense that any time that you're putting a pronominal suffix on something, you are further defining that thing. You're making it a definite thing. It's no longer old age as a general concept, but it's your old age. And your old age is the old age of you.
Well, the fact that it's in construct doesn't that mean that it's definite? Doesn't that imply
definiteness? I see what you're saying, yes. Well, it's not necessarily in and of itself. You can have a construct relationship, but it's the definiteness of a whole construct relationship is determined by the definiteness of the last noun in the series. So it's possible to have a construct relationship and have the absolute noun be indefinite, and you could still say, you know, a book of... Well, yeah, here we have Yemei is in the plural. Let's suppose it was not. Suppose we wanted to say days of old age, or the days of old age. Suppose there's a couple things we could say. Well, if we wanted to say days of old age, with no article, how would we do that? It would be just Yemei Zikunin. Okay? Just using the plural, no article. If I wanted to say the days of old age, then I would say Yemei, no article on that, but I would say Hazikunin. You may have this and then if I have a pronominal suffix like I do here, the days of your old age, then you don't need the article anymore. The suffix is going to take care of the definiteness of it, and the whole expression will now be definite because of the definiteness of the absolute member, and that definiteness is because of the suffix. Well, anytime you put a pronominal suffix on something, it's going to become definite, and then that definiteness is going to work back over onto the Queen and construct. Okay? A good review of all the rules there. Number six, Peter, I think. Did we skip you before?
Yeah.
Oh, Everybody's here, you know, next tomorrow, everybody's over at this room. Okay.
Did Ray give you his ear teeth?
All right, give ear teeth. All right, okay. Now it's on the top of the previous page looking for there. I'm going to now send it out. The second now, anyway.
The words of my mistress?
Yes, the words of my mistress. The words of my mistress. Gidareth is the noun, and then it's one of these that you don't really know how to predict what it is for sure, but it's here and there. Give here to. That's very much like the title. Okay, that's a bit of stress. Number seven.
Amahot, which is Pachot. Maidservants and female slaves.
Yes, maidservants. Let's see. Right here. Yeah, maidservants and female slaves, I guess.
Maidservants and
maidservants. Yeah, right. It's two different words of the same thing. Those kind of words always intrigue me, because I wonder, well, what is the difference between them, you know? Talking to somebody this morning, I'm real skeptical of the idea that everything is just synonyms. But, even in English, you know, we've got a lot of things that are synonyms, but you still, when you're writing along, you sometimes choose one as the other, as opposed to the other. You feel, you know, this is better than this. You can put a synonym in there, but sometimes the differences are not as obvious, but there are slight nuanced differences that are hard to pinpoint. And I suspect that's the case here, too. Okay, number eight. Go.
Achot Kanaani.
Okay.
The brothers of the Canaanite.
Okay, that would be logical. This word brother and sister is a real nasty one. This is actually sister, singular, even though it's Achot.
The female brothers of
the now the problem is it's singular, too. It's singular, so it's this is really unusual. You have an old, so it's a singular. That one's really strange. So the sister of the Canaanites. Yeah. That's probably why they had to do such a strange thing with Ach and put the Hirat Yod and all that on it, because they already messed it up by using sister, taking Ach and, you know, Achot for sister. They couldn't, I don't know. It's just a mess, so. Seems like the words are the most common ones, are the ones that you had the most trouble with. Brother, sister, father, you know, things like this, or where you get mother, you get all this strange combination. Number nine, let's see, process.
Rakush, Tamit Shrine. The movable property of the Egyptians.
Yeah, that's right. The movable property of the Egyptians. Okay. Right. Okay, number 10. Eric.
Issa.
Okay.
The altar of the temple.
Right, the altar of the temple. What would be the absolute form of this box? That's the construct form of the Issa. Right, the Issa. Okay, then part C, this is the fun part. When they saw him, they called to him. God, get the parrot off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Kavashir, Rabu, Lo.
From Kavara.
Kavara.
To him, we just use preposition
y'all.
Okay, be a-lau, for the him. Okay, a couple things here. First, you want to start out with the temporal modifier, so you want to use y-he here, the first word. Y-he ka-asher, get the ka-asher, okay. But remember, we need to set a temporal setting for this. When they called him, you want to say something like, it came to pass literally wants to, you know, when you see something like this, you need to say, okay, the Hebrew I'm going to want to say was like this, and what day it came to pass when it came to pass, this is the hardest one to get worded in English, but it came to pass the situation was such that they saw him and they called him. So it would be Waihi Ka'asher Ra'u. He had Oto, if he had Lo with him, need Oto because it's direct out to heaven, it's direct, yeah. They called him. Oh, they saw him, excuse me, they saw him. So Ra'u Oto, and then you want to convert it. So you start out with Waihi, which is a converted imperfect, giving a perfect meaning. So we're going to continue also with a converted imperfect. So it would be Waiyikra'u, Waiyikra'u from Hara. So the one that converted perfect form, Waiyikra'u Elau. I'll read that again. Waihi Ka'asher Ra'u Oto Waiyikra'u Elau.
Well, El Oso.
Oh, El Oso. Yeah, well, that's... They would never do it. That's why they put them in those suffixes, so that you stick them on there. I see your point. It would be easier for us if they didn't. Elau. Okay, Waihi Ka'asher Ra'u Oso Waiyikra'u Elau. Day number two, when his life came to an end, they buried him in the grave of his fathers. I can see why this one took you some time.
Okay.
Waihi Ka'asher.
Good.
Good.
I want to encourage you.
I am a poet too, but okay. Kala.
Yeah, Kala. That's all you need to. You don't have to do anything else to it. Because you're going to go ahead and stay with perfect after the Kala share. So you reach the same series again.
I'll say,
because that would
be Kala then.
Mm-hmm.
And
Chayim
Lao.
Chayim was life, yeah, right. So this would be Chayal.
Chayal.
Faith with Pathak, Yod with Dalgation, Thomas, Yod, and Wow.
Chayal.
You need the plural form of that suffix because Chayim is a plural word. So the spelling would be Faith with Pathak, Yod with Dagesh, and Thomas. Another Yod, and then Wow. Remember, it's Chayim. So you just drop the im off, the im off, and then put the plural form of the suffix. Okay, so Kala, Chayim. Now this is perhaps the hardest part of the next word. Okay, but what form do you want here? Tavaru will be okay, but that can go into a perfect. Now, so remember, you've got a temporal modifier. You started out with Yhe, so you've got to continue now with the converted imperfect form. So you want an imperfect form of the Wahi. That is the hardest point of this, you know. Because, see, after your Ka'asher, you're going back to perfect, and then you start wondering, well, what's going on here? But remember, after the Ka'asher, that's only a subordinate clause modifying, you know, this whole idea, so it's not really breaking up the series.
Waiyikra'u.
Yes, Waiyikra'u.
Waiyikra'u. Also.
What do you mean? Waiyikra'u. Waiyikra'u. From Kavar. Waiyikra'u.
Observation.
Okay.
Gotta
assume it's some doggy. Waiyikra'u, okay. Waiyikra'u, also. Of course,
this guy doesn't change.
Okay, remember it's our fathers, so you want plural, you want to convert to plural first. And remember, Av is peculiar, it's got an old plural. So Avos. Avosau. Avosau. Okay, good. So Waihi Ka'asher Kala Chayal Waiyikra'u Oso Bekever Avosau.
you spell avotal?
Avotal would be olive with katapata. Olive with katapata. Bake, colum, while, tau, comet, yield, while. Yes, Danny?
There's another question that I have. Since life in Hebrew is a plural noun, what is the verb also go to plural?
Life came to an end. Oh, you got a good point there, because the life is coming. How do they describe the kala, their... how they describe that verb? Did they give you any information?
Read it hard. Read it hard. I think it's you. That's good. They have their Kalashe Kalu Hamayu.
Okay. Where were you at?
That's the next page, the last word of the first line.
Kalu Hamayu. Okay. Yeah, you may be right there.
Yeah.
Where were you at?
The next page, the reading.
What line?
First line at the end.
Okay, Kaasher Kalu Hamayim. That'd be parallel as far as I can see. The only trouble is just exactly, you see, that is probably is the water's plural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water. So you, they may be thinking of it plural. Just it kind of depends on how they're thinking of it. If it's a plural of majesty, I mean, if they're looking at Chayim as like a plural of majesty, mm-hmm. then you probably see a singular, because that's what you use with Elohim. Mm-hmm. And, that's what I'd be inclined to do.
I think that was the impression they were giving in the lesson. That
yeah.
though the verb has, though the word is plural in form, it doesn't mean plural.
Yeah.
You'd have to check probably again.
Yeah, you'd have to check this. I think they're really, the mechanism is, I know this is considered a plural of extent, and that is usually denoted by using singulars with the plural. Otherwise, you know, you don't see that in the mechanism. So my guess would be that it would still be singular. Maybe, I don't know how much square you would look to check on that. Have you got to be saying it?
Yeah.
Okay. You can check that. There's a section called From Very Teachers to Plural. And probably, and I know this is Kai Engineer, but I don't know if you're going to tell you whether the verb is going to be singular or not. Probably will.
The subject is singular, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect.
Well, but it's his life that came. The subject is life. And that's what Dan is raising the question of. If Chayim is a plural form, I'm almost certain though it's going to think singular form, but otherwise you're not going to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was plural in form and plural in words, and it would
yeah.
be unusual.
And it would be live, you know, yeah. when his life came to an end.
There are different types used in the plural. For sometimes it happens that they have in Hebrew a plural of extent mm-hmm. or majesty, but sometimes they have plural that they just somehow they conceive something as plural,
right.
and we conceive it as singular.
Right.
Then
they will go ahead and use plural.
And that's
you're right.
The problem that
you're right. Here. That's why
we get the collective idea. That's like on.
Yeah.
I don't know if this would be a collective. It seems that if it was a plural of extent, it would be over to a singular.
I would be surprised. Like, did you find a sign there? Okay. But this is curious, because I think this is worth looking up, because it's
maybe the role of
the place. We've only got 2 minutes.
Quick.
They may just listen here. There's an awful lot of words like this. Yeah, that might be the quickest thing if we can find it being the subject of a verb someplace in the text, then we can see what it's actually going to do. It's funny though that we can't really for sure predict that. I place my bet on singular, but well, yeah, but I wouldn't bet my eternal life on it. There's several pages here on the very use of the plural. So.
Yes,
there you go. Cats
have 9 lives.
Humans
only have 1.
Well, yeah, it's got a lot of detail.
Lying with cats.
Okay, now here, representation of plural ideas, we need to collect it in the representation of plural. Okay, maybe it's over here. Yeah. You almost have to try to find something where it says life is not seen to an end.
Exactly.
Only,
yeah.
I don't think they have it in the plural in here. I think they locked it with the singular.
I think he's seen it.
Oh, certainly. We really got ourselves a good one here.
Yeah.
See, that's always the case.
Life becomes a book and things. They don't bother doing little fine points like very informed.
Well, you may never have even solved the problem.
Only one author, there's
15
heads in here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Chaim, with their comment in here, they're explaining this as a borrowed extension.
He's a single.
And, but they're unfortunately not telling me.
Yeah,
there's just not enough here because it's. Okay. They give some philosophy about the reason why that's the case.
Together, a forgery of demonic manifestation.
But it doesn't say, I can't say from this that the mechanism will continue to diverge. Whether you'd be able to tell. The plural of majesty, you can tell it that way. But I'm not so sure of the plural extent. You see, there's lots of other words, the words.
The demon forges that are a man.
Really some of the others that are in this category of plural extension. You've got old age, like we just had, youth, maidenhood, trying to state conditions of pleasure, especially light or blindness, perverseness, childishness. None of these are all being given to us. And it's not being probably misposed to as far as what.
You probably, now it may be that the text never puts a verb, never makes Hakayim the subject of a verb. No luck in finding one yet, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm really curious about this.
And this shroud that showed his head, it's all one piece.
Whereas the gospel showed that the shroud, the wrapping and covering his face were separated.
You wouldn't know the Lord would use something like that.
He used plural to wrap the body. Cloth, apparently, drip.
Or a cloth. I mean, later cloth to wrap in the cloth.
Okay.
And a separate body.
So they're talking about the wrapping person.
I'm not sure.
Show me what it is, and then maybe I can think about it. Maybe it's
bringing Jehovah's Witness.
I don't know if I have time to go through it now, but catch it.
No matter how
you might even write a note on it. Why don't you write me a note on it and explain the situation? And then either tomorrow or Tuesday, I should be able to look at it.
I'll throw on that shroud there.
Yeah, I like to get into things like this here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You never said great sport.
I'm just looking at the
don't do any damage to your face.
Where did I leave my pen?
This is really good experience for you guys.
He can pull up quotations on anything, you know, right on the